It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I'm trying hard, man.
No, you're
I'm
not.
Trying hard,
no,
I am.
You're not.
I'm
this
not saying
what
a word.
Happens.
I'm not saying a word. Darren Copeland, big buzz.
When you
303-313-1340
start Facebook, randomly going through the computer during the breaks, disaster awaits.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
No, you wish you could have disaster like what I have in store. You wish you could have disaster.
Oh no, I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
This is like Pompeii but funny.
Oh.
Funnier. Funnier.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what, too soon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come
so
on, man.
So we're watching UCLA in studio. They are just beating up on Kent State.
No, we're not going to go there, though.
No, we're not. We did before. We're not going to do it now.
Mm-hmm. Poor Kent State.
It was funny.
Haven't they gone through enough to so already?
They've had enough.
Leave Kent State alone.
UCLA is just destroying Kent State. I don't even see Lonzo Ball out on the court. He's number two, and I don't see him out on the court. Oh, yeah, there he is. Because I want to see this kid play. I haven't had a
that's
chance.
Number three.
Well, I don't have my glasses, so.
I can tell.
Oh, that is number three. Oops. Well, then I'll be watching.
So, you know, actually, it's you know, I think one of the things I was thinking about this yesterday is as I'm sitting there watching my 12th hour of basketball yesterday.
Right.
And, you know, what made it so special before we had cable was that you might only have one channel. And so you had to switch between. So if you were watching all the games, you had to, I mean, it was like a community event.
Right.
But now it's like they're everywhere. So you can watch all the games all the time.
I think it's pretty cool, though, because you can be in the middle of this game. It's 31-19 UCLA halfway through the first. You can be watching this game, and if it gets out of hand, they'll just switch you over to the Kentucky game or whatever game is on.
Yeah, well, not for these, because these will keep you to the, you know, they'll at least stay with whatever game they're on if you want to switch.
Well, yeah, that's because they have it on TBS, True TV, and NBC.
Well, they have it on whatever
or
channel
CBS.
4 is CBS.
CBS.
They have it on
True TV.
18. Well, they have it at 18, whatever that is. That's TBS.
That's CBS.
They also have it on TNT.
I don't think I've seen it. Is it on
yeah,
TNT?
Yeah,
okay,
you.
So that's and then they have True TV. So that's on
True
four
TV.
Different networks.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. I mean, you know, and I did today. I was, you know, when Predator was over, I flipped between those four networks and caught, you know, a bunch. Problem is, you know, there have been some really good finishes, but
Predator,
honestly,
man.
Don't knock it, man. It's a good movie.
Predator.
Jesse the Body Ventura is in that movie, as is Carl Weathers. So, yeah.
His mustache is in the Mustache Hall of Fame. I
as
just found
well,
out.
It should be. It should be. It's an amazing mustache.
Predator.
Yes. This is great. Better than Predator 2. But not as good as...
Just hair.
Yeah, it's just hair. And I love I love Predator versus Alien. That whole thing.
What
I
are you talking
that.
About? Just hair.
Mustaches are just hair.
Oh, okay. I was like, but that's not hair on the Predator. Those are
no.
like those are his, you know.
Those are his dreads, man.
No, that's not what they no.
I don't know. They look like dreads. They've had a couple of really good finishes, but by and large, it's been kind of a scratch tournament. Not a whole lot of upsets, and some real blowouts. So, honestly, I'm a little disappointed so far in how the tournament has been going.
Well, the good news for us is that we're not, I mean, even though I'm in 18.3 millionth place, I feel like I can improve. I feel like that as the tournament goes on, I'll improve.
Well, if you've already lost three Sweet 16 teams, probably
but
not.
But on the color one, I still have three of my four Final Four teams, and then the other one I still have all of my Final Four teams, and so, you know, I'm okay.
Yeah, I mean, if all four of those get through, I think everyone kind of has the same Final Fours. I mean, I think everyone had...
Well, see, the problem with picking brackets that everyone sort of gets into is everyone enjoys picking upsets because it feels good.
Yeah.
However, what that happens is if you pick too many upsets, then in that second round, you're going to get an upset team is going to go to the Sweet 16. And in most cases, you know, that upset team is going to be playing a favorite team. And so you're going to get, you know, probably a loss. So what it is if you're ever doing a bracket in the future, you know, like you know, second round on, you start picking favorites.
Oh, yeah. You have to start.
You start picking favorites.
Yeah. You have to.
So, you know, that's just some, unless you're doing it, you know, alphabetically by color.
We see, but that's where you have to kind of get most of your picks in the first round right, because you're kind of going to be on the same page with most others moving forward from the second round, assuming everyone has a very similar looking Final Four. So I had Oregon, I had UCLA.
Yeah. I had all those.
I did not have Villanova.
I had VCU.
Yeah, a lot of people think Villanova.
VCU in the Final Four was not a good one.
That was not a good one. But a lot of people have Louisville. Yeah. I don't have them.
Well, Louisville's interesting because they took that self-ban last year when they thought they had a team that could win it. And I think that Rick Pitino was so angry about that I think this team is very motivated. And so watch for that. I will say watch for that team. I will say Gonzaga has something to prove, and this is the first time where I thought they had a team that looked like they were the best team on the floor. I know they've had good teams in the past, but I feel like this is one of the legit number one teams they've had.
Well, and they won by 20. I mean, they are a legit number one team. They've been a number one team all year long. I mean, they've been a really good team all year long. So there's no surprise that Gonzaga is doing what they're doing. They should get past Northwestern pretty easily.
So there's for the most part, there's like three simple truths to bracket picking. If you're going to try and do it for serious instead of not doing it. One, always pick the favorites later, you know, so after the first round. Never pick a 16 to lose or to beat a one. It may happen eventually, but it won't. I mean, there's in four of the last five years, a 15 has beaten a two, but there's never been a 16 that's beaten a one. So it'll happen sometime, but don't bet on it.
No.
And the third thing is, wherever Michigan State is in the tournament, bet on them to go to the Sweet 16. They're a terrible team this year. They were a terrible team. In fact, Tom Izzo, who's the coach of Michigan State, said that he thinks this is one of his worst teams ever. Yet they get in and they're playing against the University of Miami,
a team they should beat. Miami's not very good.
Well, Miami is actually pretty good, but Michigan State is clobbering them.
I think Miami was a disappointment this year. I think they should be better than they are. And I think I'm just calling it. Miami has been a disappointment. They may have a lot of talent, but they didn't play up to that talent. Michigan State usually makes the most of what talent they have. But either way, whoever wins that is going to be Kansas.
The coach of Miami has the best name, Jim Larranaga.
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 I'm going to tell you, Michigan State will not be going to the Sweet 16 this year, because their next opponent, if should they get past Miami, they've got to play Kansas. That's not happening.
They can beat Kansas. They're not beating. They can beat Kansas. No. They can beat Kansas.
Gonzaga looks like they've got the easiest route to the Final Four. I mean, they don't play anybody after. Oh, geez.
Well, I'm sorry. I had to get out of my system.
You can get your minute. Here you go. We were talking sports, and now
this
here
is not
you go.
Part of my minute when you're talking.
Go.
You don't need a parachute to go skydiving. You need a parachute to go skydiving twice.
That's
working in a mirror factory is something I can totally see myself doing. I, for one, like Roman numerals. Come on, man. That one's spectacular. I broke my finger last week. On the other hand, I'm okay. My grandfather has the heart of a lion and a lifetime ban at the zoo. Right? Come on. Come on. Come on. Those are funny.
I'm not encouraging you. No. Keep going.
A magician was going down a road and turned into a driveway. How long is a Chinese name?
How long?
Last week, a hypnotist convinced me that I'm a soft, malleable metal with an atomic number of 82. I'm easily led. IKEA has sponsored our local school. Now assembly takes ages. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on.
No.
You know what they say about cliffhangers.
What?
Today, a man walked to my door and asked for a small donation towards a local swimming pool, so I gave him a glass of water.
20 seconds.
My therapist says I have a preoccupation with vengeance. We'll see about that. You know you're ugly when it comes to a group picture and they hand you the camera.
10.
Oh, 10. I only got 10 seconds. Come on, you gotta give me one more. Get one more. I started out with nothing and I still have most of it. I wonder why the baseball kept getting bigger and then it hit me. The soldier who survived mustard gas and pepper spray is now a seasoned veteran. Ha! Never moon a werewolf.
And that was your 1 minute of one-liners from Darren Copeland.
Did I miss the punchline?
All of them. Missed
no,
all
you
of them.
Never moon. That's just good advice, man. Never moon a werewolf.
They don't exist.
Moons?
No, werewolves.
Where?
They're not real.
Werewolf.
You got the Bond werewolf.
Werewolf.
You are so easily amused. You were dying of laughter in the break.
Werewolf.
And I was expecting gold.
Werewolf.
I was expecting gold.
There was a bunch of good ones in there, man. Come on.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Like,
I broke my finger, but on the other hand, I'm okay.
That's just a truism.
Well,
it's not a joke.
All right. Well, two wrongs don't make a right, but two rights did make an airplane. I mean, come on.
Again, that's just a fact. These are just facts.
A short fortune teller who escaped from prison was a small medium at large. Come on. Come
see,
on,
I
man.
See what, I see what they did there because it's a short fortune teller.
Come on.
Small,
see,
medium,
that's
at large.
The deal. It's a play on words. You know, I'm sorry that you're just a grump about grammar.
I like.
You're the grammar grump.
No,
big
I like,
buzz grammar grump.
I grammar like grump. Words. I like the English grammar language. Grumps. But I don't find grammar to be particularly hilarious.
The best one of these, I, for one, like Roman numerals. Come on, man. That is like the thinking man's one-liner.
I get it.
You get it?
I get it. I, for one.
Yeah.
Like Roman numerals.
Yeah.
No, I got it the first
similar
time.
Similar to Roman. I'm just saying.
Yes. Did you hear that someone robbed a shipment of Viagra today?
Were they held up?
No, the police are on the lookout for some hardened criminals.
Oh!
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. The flag of war.